We here, bringing you music. We're starting it off. I'm starting off with this. Hey, guys, back. It's the season. The season is back. And what's back, you're asking? What is back? I'm talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yes. It just happened this past Saturday. Woo! And then we got the classical stuff. You might have recognized that. Oh, you might have recognized that. But here we go. It just happened this past Saturday. And I hope you're ready. They did the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this past Saturday. And man, there was a lot of good music that was inducted this year. And here's one of them. You know, let's see. Rock and Roll 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And this guy was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, there's names like Cher. There's names like Ozzy Osbourne, you know. So many names. But this is one of them. Ladies and gentlemen, to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let's throw it down.
Touring band along with Chad Smith, Dr. Chad Smith on drums, Slash on guitar, and kicking it off with Demi Lovato.
Foreigner Radio Valencia.
Yeah. Mexico.
Insta request right now going out to Tommy. He hit me up at itsfalco@gmail.com. He wants to hear some Manu Chao. You know, I got you. Here is new Manu Chao with Vecinos en el Mar Radio, Valencia.
vecino ahí en el mar, buscando tu camino. Vecino ahí en el mar, buscando tu camino. Yo te abriré mi puerta como tú lo harías conmigo. Yo te abriré mi puerta como tú lo harías conmigo. Libertad, vuela y ábreme el camino. Vuela, libertad, vuela y ábreme el camino. Vuela por el mar y aquel pasea mi destino. Vuela por el mar y aquel pasea mi destino. Drifted away with the tide.
Your reasons for your sudden and unexpected candidacy?
I figure voting for Salvino or Heller is just as silly as them running for office, which is just as silly as me running for office. The only thing that's silly is the power of the people's vote. And I think the people should use it to vote for them. None of the above!
Mr. Brewster, are we to understand that you actually don't want anyone to vote for you?
What I'm saying is I think only an idiot would vote for me.
Have you taken positions on any of the issues facing the city? Sanitation, union corruption, urban renewal.
Let's get to the bottom line, right? I'm here to buy your votes.
With only 10 days, Mr. Brewster, with only 10 days left before the election, how do you expect to find that kind of support for that position?
I don't expect to get support. In fact, I'm asking people not to send money into my candidacy. I think the people should keep their money. They're going to need it after this election.
Hi, Brewster. That's me, right? And tonight, I'm here to talk to you about none of the above. You know how it is around election time and you decide not to vote because the two candidates are so repulsive.
Uh-huh.
Repulsive is not the word. We're all full of shit.
I didn't think you were supposed to use that kind of language on television.
And maybe he's just trying to get his point across.
Phony. I never wear a suit and a tie. Never. I mean, these are just things that politicians use to trick you into thinking that they're respectable. Well, to the politician, huh? My opponents nor me win the election. I want to ask the question. Who's buying the booze?
You are!
Who's buying the food?
You are!
And who's trying to buy your vote?
You are!
And who are you going to vote for?
You are!
Say it again. One more time!
Strange behavior for a man in the 80s. Happens every day.
www.radiovalencia.fm. This show is spontaneous innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. Shouts out to all. We are RadioValencia.fm, broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. Broadcasting 24 hours, 7 days a week. Community radio at its best. Friday morning is here. My name is us to all. Music is on the way, coming through over the airwaves till noon o'clock and beyond. RadioValencia.fm. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. Radio Valencia. And remember, I'm here till noon. Coming up at noon, stay tuned for Drop the Charges with DJ Mark. He'll be in. All will be well. Shouts out to all. He'll be spinning vinyl for your eardrums. He'll be in at noon, 29 minutes away. Till then, I'm here. The big man shines here. Friday mornings, 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. Making it in. Music you just heard. You heard The Fix. We had a nice 80s sandwich up in there. And we had The Fix with One Thing Leads to Another. Leads to Another. And that was a live version. Dig it. Before that, something from Brewster's Millions. Who you gonna vote for? None of these above. He had it right. Brewster, Monty Brewster, aka Richard Pryor. He had it right. Amazing. Brewster's Millions, still a classic, one of my favorites, one of my family's favorites too. We used to watch that all the time. I seen that, dude, I seen that movie 30 million times. He had to spend $30 million in 30 days. I saw that movie 30 million times in 30 days. That's a classic in our household. Brewster's Millions, who are you going to vote for? None of the above. Who's paying for the booze? Also up in there, we also had some Raul Miron. New music from Raul Miron, Oceans of Doubt. Song Oceans of Doubt from his newest album, Lost and Found. Digging it good, digging it nice. Raul Miron, check out his new album. He is a friend of the Spontaneous Innuendos universe. Before that, by request, Manu Chao with Vecinos en el Mar. And we also had Chinese Man with Cycle. C-Y-C-L-E, Cycle. Chinese Man. Dig it. And we had something from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Foreigner. I hope you liked it. I did. It had Hagar, Sammy Hagar. It had Demi Lovato. It had Kelly Clarkson. What a Slash on the guitar. Chad Smith on the drums. Get out of here. Too good. I'll be playing all that stuff in the next few weeks. I hope you dig it, because I do. I've been doing that almost like every year. As long as they don't cancel my Disney Plus. There you go. Who are you going to vote for? No, you need to tell me right now who you're going to vote for. I asked you a question. I looked into your eyes. Who are you voting for? No. Right now, if we have a real relationship, if you say we're as close as you say, you're going to tell me who you're voting for. Now, who are you voting for? We're drawing the line here, buddy. You know? Yeah, you know what? I don't care if you went to prison. I don't care. All the accusations, I don't care. I don't care if you screwed your brother in that financial deal. It doesn't matter. Here's what matters. Who are you voting for? Because if it's not the right candidate, I can't talk to you no more. I can't be in your life. No, I can't. I just can't. Don't call me no more. Okay? Don't call me no more. I'm out of your life. Now, who are you voting for? I'm giving you 3 seconds. You better tell me. You better tell me. The above. How could you say that? Stop. How could you say that, Facco? You can't, Facco. You know, you say a lot of wild things, Facco, sometimes, and I let them go, okay? But this is it. Who are you voting for? Write it down on a piece of paper and pass it to me. And if it doesn't match the name I got on the paper, we're through. No more. Who are you voting for? Who are you voting for? None of the above, baby. Are you doing a third party? Come on. That's one more vote for the other guy. Come on. It's life and death, Facco. This is a life and death move. Who are you voting for? Who are you voting for? You know, 7th grade, I was in seventh grade, and yeah, I graduated. And my no, yes, yeah, seventh grade. I was taking typing class. Did you hear me? Typing class to teach me how to type on a typewriter. Typewriter one. Home row, Thacko. And that teacher, I think, gave me a good lesson. Not only where to put my pinky in the stinky, but I remember this, guys. 1992. I asked my typewriting teacher, she was voting for, and her answer was, "That's personal. Don't ask me that. Back to home row, little Faco." I can't go to home row right now. I have these nachos in my hand and nacho cheese all over my fingers. Well, Thacko, I'm going to need you to put those down, wipe your hands, and get back to home row. Who do you think you are? Don't ever ask me a question like that. That's what's up, guys. Typewriting one, typewriter. I think her name was Mrs. Claiborne. Dolores Claiborne? I don't know. I just knew her as Mrs. Claiborne. You know, and she said that to me. "That's personal, Thacko. Don't ask me that." Maybe that's the right answer to everything, guys. Do you really want to destroy this relationship? What we have? Who do you think you are? You voted for, damn it. This is a life and death situation. And I hope you're on the right side, Thacko. It's over. If it's not the right choice. Sure, you carried me to the emergency room, Faco, but that means nothing right now. Who are you voting for? That's the question. I can't believe it. We're through. Erase my number. I thought I meant something to you. Who are you voting for? Just tell me. None of the above. Do what you like. What you gonna do? Ask me who I'm voting for? And I'm like my seventh grade typewriting teacher. "That's personal. Don't ask me that. You want to ask me how many sexual partners I've had? 72. You want to ask my social security number? Here it is. But don't ask me about who I'm voting for. You need a change. You need something else. None of the above is the answer. Like Monty Brewster said in Brewster's Millions. And that's it, guys. And that's all I have to say on that. It's RadioValencia.fm, still here, bringing you music from all over this wonderful universe. Last minute requests, 415-766-4428. It's all here. We've got the good stuff for you. We've got the mellow stuff for you. And we've got the hot stuff for you. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. RadioValencia.fm. Remember, DJ Mark is here. And get it ready. All will be well. He's up at noon. Till then, I'm here. More music is on the way. Shouts out to all in the Bay. RadioValencia.fm. It's time for the Boogeyman Blues. This is Clutch with their song Boogeyman Blues. Ooh, radio! Valencia.
Me lose my mind. Middle name is Prime. Came with crime. needs a resuscitator. X marks the spot. All rappers on the chopping block. All other rappers, nothing but afterthoughts. Oh shit, when I went from the projects, now I'm 50 rich, making hits with X. Two pits, lockjaw, independent artist, universal wish I would quit. I don't need a contract to do the shit. I dropped the mic because it just got split. Take the chains off, I'm done with the shit. I need to be vaccinated and shit. Rabies got me foaming at the mouth and shit. Ex-Padre, we ain't never gonna quit. 3 chains, 6 inches thick, the X legit. All MCs need to stop they shit. Yeah, come on, yeah. It's X and Padre side by side. Yeah, come on, two legends. It's X and Padre side by side. This is how it is when I ride, come on.
New York Sports Now, Dan Mardell. With our special report on Knicks point guard number 17, Jeremy Lin, and the Lin sanity surrounding him. Now, despite the Knicks' loss in New Orleans, the Big Apple is still in the middle of a Jeremy Linvasion. Fellas, do you have Lin sanity?
Hey, you better lock me up. I mean, I am criminally Lin-sane.
Oh, yeah.
My feelings are Lin-tense.
It's Lin-describable. I mean, I am literally Lin-love with this Jeremy Lin.
We can all agree we'll never get tired of Lin puns.
Well, as Charlie Sheen would say, Linen.
That's another thing we never got tired of. Yeah. Now, with all the talk swirling around Lin, some of the discussion has gotten racially charged. We've seen derogatory comments from Fox Sports' Jason Whitlock and ESPN.com. The bottom line is, the kid's a great basketball player, and race has nothing to do with it. As the New York Post says, he's amazing.
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
I said it better myself.
Hilarious. I mean, he's unstoppable. He's like that sign said in Wednesday's game, Lin is the Knicks' good fortune.
He's sweet, not sour.
He turned Kobe into Kobe beef.
Yeah. And Kobe's like, hey, I ordered fried chicken.
Hey, yo, what's up with that, man? What's up with all that, man?
What's up with all that, yo? No, don't say chicken.
Come on, Joe, leave race out of this. Now, fellas, Jeremy Lin had some amazing moments this week. What were some of your favorite Lincidences?
Well, I'd say it was in the fourth quarter against the Lakers. Lin goes to the corner, and me love you long time, sinks a three.
Hey, I gotta say Knicks-Raptors last Tuesday. 5 seconds left, Lin goes to the top of the key, and wax on, wax off, Mr. Miyagi. Game-winning shot. Absolutely. I'd pick the Knicks-Kings when Lin passed it to Amare Stoudemire. Stoudemire was dancing like Maury Povich just told him, you are not the father.
Yo, what's up with all of that? What's up with all of that, man? He was not this.
I'm finding the line.
If he was, okay. I bet he was saying, domo arigato, Mr. Lin Bato.
Now, that's funny. That's funny.
Zoe. Now, switching gears for a moment, it's Black History Month. Let's take a moment to honor a great African-American athlete.
Jackie Robinson, an amazing athlete who broke down barriers. Robinson endured name-calling and racial taunts, but he persevered. And that's why today the sports world is tolerant.
We're still in the Lin dynasty. New York Sports Now caught up with Jeremy Lin last Tuesday. Let's take a look.
Yeah, we talked about...
Ha ha. It was a great honor to throw the ball today. The court was large and the men tall like stones. Ha! Soon we battle Dallas and I will try my tiger claw technique. Go!
Oops. So switch the audio. That person will be reprimanded.
You know, I think there's something glaring that we are all overlooking. I mean, what's going to happen when Carmelo Anthony comes back?
He likes that Chinese in his MSG. See what I did there?
Yeah, I saw it.
Hey, Carmelo's going to see Lynn in the locker room and be like, excuse me, are we playing ping pong here?
Well, he may not see him at all because my homie Carmelo rolls in late.
Yo, hey! I'll tell you one more time.
Hey!
One more time.
That's extremely offensive.
Yeah, the notion that an African-American man are late for work is an outdated and ignorant stereotype.
True.
I'm sorry, I thought we were having that kind of fun. Dan, back me up.
Apologize to our viewers at home for the comments of Joe Dixon. They were Lynn sensitive and politically Lynn correct. He has been fired. Your turn, we'll talk Jeremy Lin with comedian Don Rickles and a crotchety World War II veteran. Live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
Thank you.
Valencia, www.radiovalencia.fm. Stay tuned for DJ Mark in the show. Drop the charges. It's about that time. It's all over. Shouts out to my moms, my dad, my sister, my brothers, my nephews, nieces, cousins, aunts, uncles. Shouts out to mi abuelita. I love her and miss her so much. Shouts out to my moms again. I love her so much. Shouts out to Mr. P forever. Shouts out to Double B forever. Till next time, my name is Farco. And I am now saying the toilet is now flush.